Do you want to know about the ministry of John the Baptist? Matthew chapter 11 verses 1 to 14. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, Go and tell John the things which you hear and see, the blind see and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. Why did Jesus call John the Baptist the greatest among those born of women? This is a very profound question. The reason Jesus said about John the Baptist, among those born of women there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 11 verse 11, contains a very important and deep spiritual meaning. God the Father appointed John the Baptist as the representative of mankind and commanded him to baptize Jesus himself. The reason is that John the Baptist was the one appointed so that Jesus would be used in fulfilling all the righteousness of God, Matthew chapter 11 verse 11. Why did Jesus say that John the Baptist was the greatest among those born of women? 1. John the Baptist was the last prophet of the Old Testament and was appointed as the representative of all mankind to baptize Jesus on his head. He was the one specially chosen by God in the New Testament era to baptize the body of Jesus. John the Baptist was used as the one who passed the sins of the world onto Jesus by baptizing him on his head in the Jordan River, and he is Elijah who is to come, as spoken of in the Old Testament. He was the servant of God promised in the Old Testament, in Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 to 6, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. 2. John the Baptist was a servant of God who prepared the ministry of Jesus. The one who was prophesied in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 and Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3 as, Prepare the way of the Lord, was the one with the spirit of Elijah, that is, John the Baptist. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. In the Old Testament, Elijah was greater than all other prophets. Therefore, God the Father allowed John the Baptist, who had the heart of Elijah, to directly take part in the ministry of Jesus Christ the Messiah. 3. John the Baptist, who was appointed to carry out the work of Elijah, was the one who cried out repentance in the wilderness. Brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Matthew chapter 3 verse 7. John the Baptist was the servant of God who led the religious leaders and the people of that time to repentance and to Jesus Christ. 4. As a servant of God specially chosen by him, John the Baptist was used to pass the sins of the world onto Jesus by baptizing him. John was the one who obeyed and submitted to Jesus, just as Jesus said, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness, Matthew chapter 3 verse 15. John the Baptist was the one used for Jesus to fulfill the righteousness of God. 5. John the Baptist was one who obeyed the will of Jesus Christ. He became a man who obeyed the command of Jesus Christ in order to fulfill his own duty. He must increase, but I must decrease, John chapter 3 verse 30. John the Baptist, being the greatest among those born of women, in other words, the representative of mankind, became one who took part in the will of God by baptizing Jesus on his head. He was a righteous man who obeyed and submitted to God's will when Jesus wanted to receive baptism to fulfill the righteousness of God, Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 17. Can those who preach with the faith of believing in the ministry of John the Baptist in this age be called servants of God? Those who testify by connecting the ministry of John the Baptist and the ministry of Jesus can be said to be servants who follow the true righteousness of God by faith. Those who believe in and preach the ministry of John the Baptist are only those who believe in and follow the gospel word of water and the Spirit given by the Lord. The reason for this will be explained step by step below. 1. The ministry of John the Baptist and the ministry of Jesus receiving baptism form the core of the gospel of water and the Spirit. The ministry of John the Baptist was not a mere religious proclamation. He was the one who bore the following decisive elements of the gospel. He was one who performed the ministry of urging sinners to repent, Matthew chapter 3 verse 2. And he was the one who prepared the way for the righteous ministry of Jesus, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3. He became the one who performed the ministry of baptizing Jesus and thereby transferring all the sins of mankind onto the body of Jesus, Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 17. John the Baptist became the one who transferred the sins of the world to Jesus by baptizing his body. 2. One who believes in and preaches this gospel word of water and the Spirit can be said to be a faithful servant of God. Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 contains this prophetic word, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me." John the Baptist was a prophet who was prophesied in the Old Testament that God would send you Elijah. In the New Testament, it is shown that John the Baptist was born as a descendant of Aaron the high priest. In particular, John the Baptist obeyed Jesus' command by baptizing Jesus' body in the Jordan River, and he also became a witness about Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 17, John chapter 1 verse 29. 3. Who, then, is truly a servant of God in this age? In the Bible, a servant of God does not refer only to those with official titles, pastor, missionary, etc. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 25, Amos chapter 3 verse 7, etc. A servant of God is someone who, in any situation, obeys the will of God and proclaims the word of God. The ministry of baptism that John the Baptist carried out was a ministry that played the role of an assistant opening the gate of the kingdom of God. In conclusion, what kind of person is the one who preaches by connecting the ministry of John the Baptist and the ministry of Jesus? It is the one who believes in the gospel word of water and the Spirit. Even in this age, those who preach the gospel word of water and the Spirit to people are truly the servants of God who lead others on the true path of the removal of sin. They, like John the Baptist, are worthy to be called God's messengers and also God's servants. In their message is contained the baptism of Jesus and the blood of the cross, and they are those whose purpose is to believe in the righteousness of God and to preach the eternal removal of sin by faith. Some people say that John the Baptist was a failure, is that correct? This is a very sharp and important question. The answer to the question, is it right that people say John the Baptist was a failure? Is, no, rather, we can say that John the Baptist was a great servant of God who obeyed to fulfill the will of God. That is correct. But then, why did people misunderstand John the Baptist as a failure? One reason can be seen in the short duration of John the Baptist's ministry. His public ministry was brief, and he was imprisoned for pointing out Herod's sin. And he was martyred in prison, so people judged him with fleshly eyes and regarded him as a failure. Also, John the Baptist lived the life of a prophet in the Old Testament era. And because he was someone who cried out in the wilderness, unlike the expectations of the people. At that time, people were expecting a political leader, but they thought of John the Baptist as merely one who proclaimed the Old Testament word. However, the true image of John the Baptist as testified by the Bible is as follows. 1. He was the one who devoted himself to testifying about Jesus Christ as prophesied in the Old Testament. "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me," Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. John the Baptist was the one who faithfully carried out his mission as the one who prepared the way for the prophesied Messiah. 2. John the Baptist was the one who testified of the Messiah accurately. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1 verse 29. 3. He was the one who very quickly obeyed in fulfilling the righteousness of God. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness, Matthew chapter 3 verse 15. The baptism that Jesus received from John was the work of fulfilling God's righteousness, and at the center of it were the ministries of Jesus and John the Baptist together. 4. He was the one who exalted Jesus. He must increase, but I must decrease, John chapter 3 verse 30. John knew his own position and lived with the right attitude, and he became one who went to heaven before us. 5. Jesus himself testified and exalted John the Baptist and his ministry. Among those born of women there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 11 verse 11. He is Elijah who is to come, Matthew chapter 11 verse 14. This is because Jesus acknowledged John the Baptist as the greatest prophet and servant of God. Conclusion: John the Baptist appeared to be a failure in the eyes of people, but in reality, he was a great man of God. When the world sees John the Baptist, he was a man who had a short ministry and was imprisoned and faced death. He was also someone who did not gather disciples, and as one who was in a lonely and desolate wilderness, he was treated as someone with little influence. However, when seen from God's perspective, he was a faithful servant who fulfilled his mission and one who directly testified to the Messiah. He was a man who followed God's will and played a. In other words, John the Baptist was the one who clearly understood his mission and fulfilled it, thereby testifying that Jesus is the Messiah. His ministry was never that of a failure, but rather, he was among the great servants of God who obeyed God's will and achieved victory. Are we not judging success and failure only by what we see with fleshly eyes? Do we have the heart to carry out to the end the mission that God has entrusted to us? We must live a life that testifies to the gospel word of water and the Spirit in order to reveal the righteousness of Jesus and stand before the Lord. Was John the Baptist a failure? Introduction: A ministry that seems like a failure. We often judge the success or failure of a ministry by its results. Whether many people gathered, whether it had great influence, and whether it lasted a long time, these are the standards of success according to the world. By this standard, John the Baptist may appear to be a failed figure. He carried out a short ministry, was rejected by people, and in the end, was imprisoned and lost his life. He was not even one of Jesus' 12 disciples, and he did not perform miracles. That is why some people say, "Wasn't John the Baptist a failed prophet?" But is that really true? Main body: John the Baptist from God's perspective. 1. He was the one who fulfilled his mission as the one prophesied in the Old Testament. John the Baptist was the one who prepared the way of the Lord, as prophesied through the prophets Malachi and Isaiah. He was the one who cried out in the wilderness, rebuked sin, proclaimed repentance, and prepared the ministry of Jesus. The one sentence he proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," was the essence of the gospel and a declaration that revealed to the world the identity of the Messiah who would save humanity. 2. John the Baptist was one who participated in the ministry of Jesus that fulfilled the righteousness of God. When Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, it was not a symbolic ritual. Jesus fulfilled all the righteousness of God by receiving baptism through which he took upon himself the sins of all mankind. Through the ministry of receiving baptism from John, Jesus accomplished the righteous work of taking on the sin of the world, and John the Baptist became one who participated in and was used for that great work. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 3 verse 15, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." In this way, John the Baptist became the one who was used in the work of baptizing Jesus. 3. John the Baptist, as one who fulfilled the ministry entrusted to him, remained as one who assisted the ministry of Jesus. John the Baptist did not seek the praise or following of people. He said this in order to fulfill his mission: "He must increase, but I must decrease," John chapter 3 verse 30. By fulfilling his own ministry, he was content to be used in manifesting and fulfilling the righteousness of Jesus. He was the one who carried out a ministry greater than any prophet of the Old Testament, before Jesus. 4. Jesus himself praised the ministry of John the Baptist. As evidence, Jesus said, "Among those born of women there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist," Matthew chapter 11 verse 11. Jesus exalted John as one of the greatest prophets. John was recognized as one who did the same work as Elijah, who was used in the Old Testament era. The prophet Elijah was a powerful prophet who turned the people of Israel, who had departed from God, back to God. Jesus himself said that John the Baptist did the very same ministry as Elijah. From God's perspective, the ministry of John the Baptist was the most excellent and great ministry. He is Elijah who is to come, Matthew chapter 11 verse 14. Conclusion: God's standard, not the world's standard. We must ask ourselves the following important questions. Are you judging your mission by people's evaluations? Is your life engaged in a ministry that reveals the righteousness of Jesus? Are you prepared to lower yourself and testify of Jesus' ministry in order to do so? Is your ministry an assistant to the righteous ministry of Jesus Christ, the Absolute? The ministry of John the Baptist and his life cannot be regarded as a failed ministry. He was one who united with Jesus and assisted in the righteous ministry of Jesus, and he was able to fulfill his ministry and be martyred before God, thereby giving glory to God. John the Baptist is the most successful among the disciples of Jesus. John the Baptist became a great servant of God who faithfully carried out the work God sent him to do on this earth. From Jesus' perspective, John the Baptist was the greatest among those born of women, and he was used preciously in the work of taking on the sins of mankind by baptizing Jesus. Let us also, like John the Baptist, live as supporters of the ministry of Jesus and stand before the Lord. The faith of John the Baptist speaks as follows: I am not the Christ, and I am not worthy to untie his sandal strap. However, I gave baptism to Jesus, who came to me at the Jordan River and desired to be baptized on his body, and I am thankful that I became one who participated in the ministry of Jesus, the Savior who fulfilled the righteousness of God. In this way, by testifying that Jesus took on the sins of the world, he led many people to Jesus. Where can we find a predecessor of faith more pure than this? Meditation and application. Faith should not be evaluated by how much one followed Jesus, but by how one participated in and worked in the ministry of Jesus. Should we not also live a faith like John the Baptist, laying down our own desires and revealing the righteousness of Jesus? Today, am I someone who prepares the way of Jesus, or am I someone ministering to receive my own glory? We must become those who, reflecting on this, faithfully carry out all the ministries entrusted by Jesus with faith. Do you think there are many in this age who carry out a ministry like that of John the Baptist? This is a very important question. Do you think there are many in this age who carry out a ministry like that of John the Baptist? My answer is, though the number is not many, I firmly believe that there certainly are those who do the same ministry as John the Baptist. And I say that their ministry has become even more important and urgent in our time. Now I will explain more specifically why I can say this. 1. John the Baptist is the one who prepares the ministry of the Messiah. John the Baptist was not merely a preacher or a leader of a repentance movement. He was the one who, within God's providence, prepared the way for the ministry of the Savior Jesus. Jesus came to this world to save sinners, and at that time, John the Baptist faithfully carried out the work of making people realize their sins and rebuking them so that their hearts would turn to God, because their faith was in the wrong place. He was God's servant who prepared people to return to the Savior Jesus. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God," Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3. Even today, in this age where the return of Jesus is near, there must be many who prepare for the Lord's coming again through the gospel of water and the Spirit. That is, there must be more people who are saved by the faith that believes in the ministry of baptism through which the Lord bore the sin of the world and in the sacrifice of the shedding of blood on the cross. We must become those who believe in the essence of Jesus' ministry, that the baptism of Jesus and his sacrificial death on the cross are the truth of our salvation, and preach this gospel message of salvation. I believe such people are the spiritual leaders of this age. 2. Many people say, "I believe in God," but we must become those who, like John the Baptist, participate in the baptismal ministry of Jesus, believe in the righteousness of God, and preach it. Today, many pastors and preachers are doing their own ministry. However, we must consider whether they are truly serving with the kind of faith that John the Baptist had. Are they bold proclaimers who do not compromise their faith with the people of this world? Are they those who expose sin in order to solve it and lead people to Jesus Christ? Are they those who reveal not their own righteousness but only the righteousness of Jesus? Are they those who testify to the ministry of Jesus receiving baptism from John, thereby making the grace of the cross truly gracious? Are they those who do not aim to gather large crowds, but desire to testify to the truth of salvation through the baptism Jesus received and his sacrifice on the cross? The ministry of John the Baptist did not seek to please the crowd, did not flatter the religious leaders, and he was persecuted and martyred to the glory of God for rebuking the sin of King Herod. Today, in churches and ministry settings, there are many who pursue success or influence, but few are those who, as ones preparing for the Lord's return in faith, cry out the gospel word of water and the Spirit which the Lord has given us. 3. However, we must know that God has left behind servants like John the Baptist in every age. We must remember the word that says God left 7,000 servants who did not bow their knees to Ahab and Jezebel. Just as there were 7,000 people of faith in the time of Elijah who did not bow to Baal, even in this present age, we can clearly know that those who do not seek the recognition of many people but obey the will of God and cry out the gospel of water and the Spirit are the true servants of God. There are many such people in this world who minister with such faith and such belief. I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal, Romans chapter 11 verse 4. The ministry of these people cannot remain hidden from the world. They may not be popular figures to many, but it is certain that they are faithful ones before the God of truth. Conclusion: the ministry of John the Baptist must also be alive today in the hearts of those who believe in the gospel word of water and the Spirit. Therefore, every time we preach the gospel, we must proclaim both the ministry of John the Baptist and the ministry of Jesus together. Even today, there must be absolutely many people in the wilderness of this world who cry out the gospel of water and the Spirit like John the Baptist. There must be many ministers who turn people back to the truth of the gospel of water and the Spirit and rescue them from false religious leaders, leading them to salvation which becomes the righteousness of the Lord. In this age, there is an absolute need for those who testify to the gospel word of the remission of sins through the baptism and blood of Jesus. The ministry of John the Baptist shown in the New Testament was an absolutely necessary work in fulfilling the righteousness of God. Likewise, you and I must also become one of them. Meditation. Am I seeking the recognition of people or the will of God? Am I one who preaches the gospel of water and the Spirit by faith, revealing the righteousness of Jesus? Like John the Baptist, I must reflect on whether I am a servant of God who lowers myself and reveals the righteousness of Jesus. Are there ministers like John the Baptist even in this age? Are there John the Baptists in this age? There are many who are willing to carry out the work of God that people avoid. Today, there are indeed many churches and ministers. Worship is extravagant, sermons are smooth, and messages that please people's ears overflow. But suddenly I ask myself this question: are there ministers like John the Baptist even in this age? John the Baptist cried out in the wilderness, proclaimed repentance, rebuked sin directly, and led people to Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, rather than pleasing people, shouted the right path before God, suffered hardship, but had one goal: to do his best in establishing the kingdom of God on this earth. By worldly standards, they were considered failures; in the eyes of religious leaders, they were offensive. But to Jesus, he was called the greatest. Among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 11 verse 11. The ministry of John the Baptist continues even in this age. Those who carry out the ministry of John the Baptist are, in every generation, the ones who prepare the way of the Lord, and who proclaim the essence of the gospel of water and the Spirit. They are the model of those who lower themselves and reveal Jesus Christ. Even today, God is raising up ministers like John the Baptist. They are not many, but they certainly exist. They are not flashy, but they proclaim the truth. They do not compromise, but they are humble. They choose obedience over popularity. And rather than gathering crowds, they desire to live according to the will of Jesus. Their message is consistent: repent. Believe in the baptism and blood of Jesus so that the righteousness of God may come upon you. He must increase, but I must decrease, John chapter 3 verse 30. Just like the 7,000 who did not bow their knees to Baal, God is gathering His servants who minister like Elijah even in this age. Even today, there are those who, by faith in the righteousness of Jesus, are carrying out the righteous ministry left by God Himself. Like John the Baptist, they are those who prepare the way for the Messiah. Those who proclaim the righteousness of God through the baptism of Jesus. Those who turn people's hearts back to the truth. These are the John the Baptists of this age. And you, too, can respond to that calling. Today, who is preparing the way of the Lord? It is not the one who is followed by many people, but the one who is acknowledged by God, the one who makes the way of the Lord straight. Such a person is the greatest before God. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, John chapter 1 verse 23. If your heart returns to the truth today, you too can become a John the Baptist of this age. Lord, make me one who prepares the way of the Lord even in this age. Let me not fear people, but reveal your glory only through the gospel of the Lord.